Coordinated, episode 202. Coordinated in Canada.
Greetings, AP coordinators. Derek Mehta here, former AP coordinator, now senior director, AP coordinator experience for the AP program.
And I'm Carly Sugay, school counselor and AP coordinator.
Thanks for joining us. This is the right place to be to hear all the latest and greatest in the world of AP coordinators.
And today we're quote unquote traveling to Toronto, Canada. I'm so ready. Let's get to it. Let's get coordinated.
Good morning, Carly.
Good morning, Derek. By the way, let me just say for the record, I am ready on time.
Okay. You sound quite proud. Glad to hear that. Specifically ready for what?
Well, ready for our trip. Last week, we were supposed to go to Tokyo, Japan, and that didn't quite happen the way I hoped. But I just know you won't let me down twice, Derek. This week, I'm ready to visit Toronto, Canada. Never been there. My bags are packed. So what time is our flight? First class tickets, I assume? Business class? Not again. Don't tell me. Let me guess. We're meeting your friend Carlos online, not in person. Are you kidding me?
Hey, well, will you look at who just joined our online recording studio? Good timing, Carlos. It's my friend and AP coordinator, Carlos Helino. Hey, Carlos.
Hey, apologies for that. My meeting ran a little longer than expected. You know what it's like.
I do, and no problem at all. Your timing could not be better. Thank you. Hey, Carlos, as I was preparing some notes for our conversation, I realized that we've been friends and have known each other for more than a decade. I don't remember when we first met, though. Do you?
No, I don't. I think it was one of those AP annual conferences, though, but I don't remember which one. You're right, though. It's been quite a while.
It has. So I'm glad we're able to do this. Thank you so much for joining Carly and I. And let's do a proper introduction. All right, everyone, joining us today on the Coordinated Podcast, we are excited to have Executive Director, Academics, and AP Coordinator at Appleby College near Toronto, Canada, my friend, my longtime friend, Carlos Helino.
Thanks for the proper intro, Derek, and thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, Carlos, if you don't mind, I'm actually going to step aside for just a moment because I know Carly has some questions for you. And Carly's kind of upset with me right now. So I'm trying to get back on her good side.
Derek, as usual, you forget that I can hear you. Hey, Carlos.
Hi, Carly. Nice to meet you.
You as well. As you might have heard, I was really hoping to visit your school in person. But since Derek says we can't do that, can you tell me a little bit more about your school? It's called Appleby College, but I assume it's not a college like we think about here in the U.S.?
Yeah, that's right. Appleby is a day and boarding school serving about 800 students from grades 7 to 12. We offer a liberal arts curriculum. We're located on Lake Ontario near Toronto, about a 20-minute drive. Many of our students are local, but we also have a large international population. Students come from all over the world to attend Appleby.
You mentioned liberal arts. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, for sure. So we offer a broad range of subjects to appeal to all students. So students can choose from maths and computers, science, social science, visual arts, performing arts, language and culture, English, health and physical education. We want to offer a premium educational experience. We want to offer academic opportunities of breadth and depth. In fact, we're in the process of launching our diplomas of distinction. For many years, we've been offering a global leadership diploma in which students can distinguish themselves through experiential learning, leadership, and community action. A few years ago, we added the AP Capstone diploma to appeal to those high academic research-oriented students. Now we're launching three additional diplomas in distinction one in STEM, one in the arts, and one in business. So this is what I mean by breadth and depth. We don't want to be a school that caters to one specific area of academics. Offering a breadth of opportunities means students get exposed to many subjects and have many options from which to choose as they try to determine their educational trajectories.
And I'm curious, what about your AP program?
Sure. Yeah. The AP program at Appleby is quite robust. Every year we have about 200 students taking 600 AP exams in 32 AP subjects. So many of our students prepare for AP exams through 20 AP courses that we offer, but there are a dozen other courses for which students want to challenge the AP exam. And so they self-study for these. And many of our students are taking three or more AP exams. And it's this breadth of AP course offerings delivered by really passionate educators and taken by highly motivated students that has made our AP Capstone program quite a success. Every year we have about 24 students achieving the diploma. And we're looking to expand our AP offerings also. This year, for instance, we have some students challenging the AP pre-calculus exam. In the coming years, we're looking forward to AP African American Studies. You know, our highest in demand AP subjects are not unlike many other schools. AP Lang, APUSH, Physics 1. And so we go from one extreme with high participation numbers in common AP subjects to the other extreme where there are a variety of AP subjects in which just one, two, or three students are writing the AP exam. A couple of years ago, we even had a student challenge the AP Latin exam. Now that was impressive.
Wow.
And when your students graduate, where do they go next?
Many of our students stay locally in Ontario or they travel to other schools in Canada, but we do have many that will pursue undergraduate programs globally. And I also find that many of the students who pursue multiple AP courses or the Capstone Diploma program at our school, they're setting their sights on attending U.S. colleges and universities. While they can earn AP credits across all schools in Canada, many are really looking to U.S. schools as their ideal choices. Often, we have many students go to UCLA, UC Berkeley, Johns Hopkins, New York University. There's quite a variety. We also hear from our alumni repeatedly how taking the AP courses or taking the Capstone Diploma program helped them transition to first year quite smoothly. Sure, many received multiple credits for their AP successes. But more importantly, they comment on how, compared to their non-AP counterparts in first year, they found greater success in grasping course concepts and navigating the rigor of their first year at university.
Now, those were great U.S. schools that you mentioned, and I won't take it personally that my alma mater, the University of Arizona, was not mentioned. So, hey, how long have you been at your school, and how did you get there? I mean, can you tell us about your own journey?
Well, I'm just over the 25-year mark in education now. It's funny, I can remember being in my first staff meeting, hearing people around the room introducing themselves and stating how long they had been at the school. And I just couldn't fathom someone doing something for 10 or 12 years, just inconceivable to me, then starting out on my career. Now, here I am, so many years later, able to say that I've had more years in education than some of the faculty who get hired teaching have had years on this earth. That's what's incredible. Anyway, my educational career has all been in the independent school sector. When I first began teaching, I landed a job in an independent school in Toronto, Bayview Glen, another AP school. In fact, that's where I first was introduced to advanced placement. And even for a brief stint, I was the AP coordinator there. And now here I am, year 16 at Appleby College. It's wonderful.
That's incredible. And how do you become the AP coordinator at your school? Did you volunteer or were you voluntold?
Voluntold? No. I became an AP coordinator about 7 years ago because I applied for the role and was offered the position. You know, I've always been fascinated with advanced placement. You know, our education system is fixed with expectations that need to be completed in specific courses delivered at specific age levels. This kind of system is designed to appeal to the masses, but all people develop at different rates. And what AP allows students to do is reach ahead and challenge material above what is normally considered to be the age at which students should be exposed to that material. And I think this is where AP offers students who are highly motivated or who are interested in the subject matter or who want to strategize their educational trajectory that opportunity to go above and beyond the current curriculum. And now with practically 40 different subjects, AP allows students to personalize their learning. I love this idea of bridging the gap between high school and higher education. So no, not voluntold. I really wanted the job.
So you've been the AP coordinator for quite a few years. We have a lot of listeners who are at international schools like yours, some also in Canada. However, they are new to the role this year. Any advice that you can share for someone who is a new AP coordinator?
I think the most challenging piece at first is getting versed on all the exam security procedures and protocols. It can feel overwhelming at the start, but take it in stride. Check out all the resources available on the College Board website, listen to the podcasts, attend AP administrators' virtual workshops or in person, and especially chunk your learning. Follow the calendar and achieve little by little. I remember my first few years, I would tear out the timeline at the back of the coordinator's manual, and I would post it on the wall in my office, very visible, front and center. I'd continually consult it and check off each item as I completed it. I think that was the best way for me to keep on top of the whole AP process.
All right. Thank you so much, Carlos. Derek, are you still there? I think that's it for me.
Hey, I am still here. And oh my gosh, Carlos, I did not know all of this. Your school sounds amazing. Your journey is amazing. And thank you so much for all you do to support your AP students. I know AP is a passion of yours. I think we all know that now. In fact, if I remember correctly from a previous conversation that we had, you mentioned that your dissertation had something to do with AP as well. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, I've spent the last few years researching and writing about how advanced placement serves to bridge high school and higher education, and recently completed my dissertation in practice in removing barriers and increasing access to advanced placement.
Why am I not surprised? Oh my gosh. Carlos, thank you once again. Really appreciate you making the time to be with us. Carly, as always, it was a pleasure to have you here as well. Would you like to close out this international episode with a call to action?
I do. AP coordinators, if you are ever in the area, please reach out to Carlos and visit his amazing school. Link is in the show notes. And if you have an extra ticket, I know one particular AP coordinator. Oh, let's just call her Carly, who would be happy to join you.
Count me in as well, AP coordinators, on behalf of AP Program Delivery and the AP Coordinator Experience team, we do absolutely appreciate you. And for all your support of AP students, you are truly good as gold.
So I'm good as
AP coordinators, we're back. The annual Back to School workshop, just for AP coordinators, is back and better than ever. Year after year, this is by far the most popular and well-attended event for AP coordinators. Workshops are available during the day, evening, and even on the weekends. They launch in July and continue through September. Plan on joining us just before your school year begins. Check out the show notes for a link to register right now, or you can go to collegeboard.org/AP Coordinator Experience. That's collegeboard.org/AP Coordinator Experience. Register now for your preferred date and time, and we'll see you at the workshop.